Alexandria.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boyce, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Talk about that a minute. Give that choir a hand clap of praise while we're turning. Amen. They have sung out of their soul. The book of Acts. Now, don't get quiet on me now, because the word is what's going to give us strength to endure. Amen. That's what had to give me strength, you know, to endure, because every day is a trying time for all of us. Every day we are being put to the test with something. Now, if you ain't been put to a test, well, I know I'll be put to the test every day. Amen? And God is raising me, and people are jealous and everything. I don't have nothing. You don't either. Don't, nothing belongs to us here. Nothing.
Come here with nothing. You'll leave here with nothing.
Good, what you say about it? Nothing.
Can't take it with
you. Acts chapter 5. Verse 18. Have it say amen. Acts of the Apostles.
Acts chapter 5.
Verse 18.
Amen.
Now I'll read a few of these verses to encourage all of us. Lay their hands in the apostles and put them in common prison. 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors.
All right.
And brought them forth and said, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." 21. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. But the high priest came, and they were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, good God Almighty, they returned and told them, saying, "The prison truly found me shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no men within." Drop down. I'm not going to read all the verses, but to verse 28. "Did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us." Drop down again. Then Peter said in 29, "We ought to," and the other apostle and answer said, "We ought to obey God rather than man."
All right.
Drop down a little further. Verse 34. "Then stood there up one, the council Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor in the law, had a reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, 'You men of Israel,'" 35, "'take heed to yourself what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boosting himself to be someone, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves who were slain. And at all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days taxing, drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as much as obeyed him, was dispersed." 38 said, and drop down to 39. I can't, I'm going to read all, but I ain't got the time to say. I wish you could go back and study this. 39 said, "But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Less happy you be found even to fight against God." You may be seen. Can't fight against God. Fix it, Jesus.
Fix it. Like
you said. Y'all just sung the song, didn't you?
Fix it, Jesus.
not one of the ones that going on the internet get no sermon. I'm not talking about nobody. I just get it from God. While I was sitting there, God said, talk about fix your Jesus. Because somebody in here wants Jesus to fix their problem. I'm going to say me for one.
Good topic. Can't go wrong with
it. I'm going to say one. I'm going to say it again. I need to fix some things. Not one. I need to fix a few things for me. You know, it's a funny thing how God works. Sometimes he works and he takes his own dear time. Hey, I'm not in here by myself. Come on. God is a God of awesomeness. And my mama used to say, and grandmama, he works in a mysterious way. Sometimes while you're trying to figure it out, God done already worked it out. Come on, somebody. And while you're sitting there crying, he'll dry your weeping out. Sometimes husband can't dry your tears. Sometimes wife can't dry your tears. Sometimes wife can't be where you at all the time. So y'all have to learn to put your trust. The old folks say this. Trust in the Lord. But I like that sixth verse. They say, and he will direct thy path. Y'all not hearing this. I don't know about you, but I need to fix for me. The choir just got through saying it, jumping and shouting. Now he's rehearsing it through the word. Amen? Boy, God's up, man. He know how to fix it. Now we, as children of God, a Christian, whatever, we be trying to think about how he gonna fix it. You ain't never been like that? Well, he might do it this way. He might do it. Come on, I know I've done it, and you done it too. Amen. But you got to know one thing. God's timing is not our time. God's blessing is not our blessing. He'll bless you, But you need to know that he said in his word that you're going to have some trials and you're going to have some tribulations. In St. John 16:33, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. I don't care what you say. I don't care how holy sanctimony you is. The devil going to knock on your door every now and then. I ain't say every time. But I say every now and then, he's going to knock on your door. And if you let him in, he'll ride and drive and take over the house. And that's what happened to some of the people today. The devil took over their house. Because they don't want to come to church. You got to come to church, man. People talking about God, we can't, you don't got to go to church. That's a lie from the pits of hell. If Jesus went to church every Saturday, what about you and I? Acts 20:7 say, up on the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. What they tell you? The first day of the week is what? Sunday. Not Monday. Monday is a work day. Sunday. Look at the text. Let me go move on a little further. Jesus had told the disciples in Mark 13:11. Write the scriptures down. You don't want to go back and read.
Teach.
In Mark 13:11, he said, when they put you and set you in the midst, when you go before the council, you ain't going to need to meditate on what you have to speak in that hour. Because the Holy Ghost is going to come on you. And also Luke 12:11 says the same thing. Write it in your down. With y'all right. Mark 13:11. Boy, Jesus know what he's talking about, don't he? You don't think Jesus know what he's talking about? Yes, he know what he's talking about. And Luke 12:11 says the same thing. That meant something because he knew that the day was going to come that when they're going to try to put them boys to death and that they're going to try to humiliate them and all this other stuff. But I'm going to get ahead of myself, Reverend God, because you know when we read about Gamaliel was a doctor in the law.
Teach.
And say, let these men alone. Many have come and say they this and that and all this old stuff. And they lasted a while. He said, but if it's of God,
Yeah.
You better leave them people alone.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to say this morning, what that old politician lied about, I knew he wasn't going to win.
Yes, sir.
Because I went to God on him.
That's right.
I was good to him. And I told my wife this. You heard that? No. It's a terrible thing to lie on a man of God.
Yes, sir.
Especially if he's anointed.
Right.
And I know I'm anointed.
That's right.
I know I didn't ask for this.
He'll fix.
I said, Lord, leave me alone. I got to go sell some crack.
He'll fix.
I drank my Hennessy and get my drink on. That's been 30 years ago.
Yes, sir.
I said, you got the wrong person. You got to go.
Yeah.
But he came back one day. And put a raft on me until I said, yes, I preach your word. I surrendered it all to him. I'd never forget it. That's like yesterday. I could remember it, Reverend Carter.
Yeah.
God came to me
in a
magnificent way.
Yeah.
And I was high. I talk about my conversion. I don't know about y'all. See, a lot of people don't like to talk about how God came to him. But let me tell you something. If you know that the Lord has called you, you know that the Lord got a word for you, you ain't going to never forget.
No,
I ain't gonna forget that. I go to my grave with that.
Speak well.
Here. In this fifth chapter of Acts, if you look up in the first part of the book of Acts, they lied to the Holy Ghost. Ananias and Sapphira. That's a terrible thing to tell a lie. I'm trying to tell you now. Fix it, Jesus. He'll fix it.
Yeah.
But I called Mark Woods his mom.
Yeah.
I said, I told you you were gonna win, didn't you? He came saw me.
My Lord.
I said, you humble.
Yes.
And you is a person that love people.
That's right, Joe.
And you're listening to people. Let me tell you something. When you think you're all cocky and all the pride and all of those stuff, you ain't going no further than that.
They're going nowhere.
And I'm up here in the pulpit. Look at me. Yeah, you look on. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Been there, done that, got a t-shirt. Look what happened. God finna fix this thing. The people here are sick. Now, instead of the Sanhedrin, now I told you, Mark 13, 11, Luke 12, 11. They were called disciples in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is the gospel now.
Uh-huh.
Now, here over in Acts, they're called an apostle. Yeah. Because they what? They can raise the dead. They can heal the sick. They can make the blind man see. They can do all these things that Jesus had left them in control of.
Yes,
and Jesus have left us to do the same thing if you walk in his right way.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to see no inspectable things if you're not hooked up to the power that's called Jesus. Because he said, no man put his hand to the plug and look it back is fit for the kingdom.
Ooh.
Luke 9:62, go read. Isn't that you tore it out?
Right.
Look what happened. The angel in 19.
Uh-huh.
Now they still tripping about the boy that was laid at the beautiful gate.
Yes, sir.
In Acts 3.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said that before that, they didn't get along with one another, Peter and John. But when God put that Holy Ghost on them. And see, that's what I'm trying to tell you every Sunday in this room. When you feel with the Holy Ghost, man, all kind of people going to come to you. Some of them gonna see come like you know, remember that man that I know the man, remember that man that came to Jesus by night?
Yeah.
That's how they gonna come sometimes. They're gonna come to you, but they don't want nobody to see them come to you.
That's right.
And they're gonna start asking you some secret questions, but it ain't for your business to go and tell it to nobody else. And here it is. Right here. Look what it say. They took them. Because they told them over in Acts 4, and if you look in Acts 4 and 4, the Bible said they up to 5,000.
Yeah.
That's the early church. That's what I'm talking about, the early church. And let me tell you something. When you got a church that's giving, don't mind paying their tithes, don't mind giving to this and then that church is a growing church.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is now, because that's what the book said.
Teach.
The Bible said in Acts 3 and 1, the Bible said Peter and John went up together at the hour of being the night.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said in Acts 3 and 2, there was a man sitting at the gate called Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. I'm in the house, man.
You in the word.
And the Bible said that he sat there every day begging for money.
Yes. Work with it.
And the Bible said that the Bible said that they laid him.
Uh-huh.
at the gates. Now, who is the they? Got to be his family. Let me tell you something. Some people's families always got some kind of old ridiculed myth that they want to throw at you to try to make your day bad. Yes, but you need to tell them the joy of the Lord is my strength.
My strength, my salvation.
Woo! Yeah. And the Bible said now, the angel, look what happened. Y'all and I looking at this thing. He fixed it, didn't it? Y'all just say fix it, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Now look what happened. Look what they say. They say the angel, look what they put him in prison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They ain't have no money.
Right.
They ain't have no silk suit on.
Uh-huh.
They ain't have no Stacey Adams on.
Work with it.
Or no snake skins and all this other stuff like that. I like the way, I ain't gonna lie. But they had a direct line with Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because the Bible says in Acts 4 and 11 say, this is the stone which was set out of you builders, which is the head of the corn.
Good yes, God.
Sir. I'm yes, myself out. And the Bible said, there is no other name under heaven given us in Acts 4.
Yes, sir.
There is no other name given among men whereby we must be.
Yes, sir.
Must be.
I know what I'm talking about. Acts 4, 11, 12. And then they say in Acts 4, 11, 13, 4 and 13 say, when they took them outside the council,
uh-huh.
they say, they was ignorant.
Uh-huh.
And they was all looking all hush-hush like the old folks. So whoosh, I don't know what that means, but that's the old folks talk. But they say they
yeah.
Acts 4 and 13, that's what it is. Isn't that being taught out? Huh? And Jesus here behind the scene with these boys. See, one thing about Jesus, if he behind you, you ain't got nothing to worry about. He gonna fix it for you.
Yes, sir.
He may not come when you want him to come. It may take him a little while because I heard that David said weeping and doing for a night in Psalms 30 and 5.
What?
But joy coming in the morning. Oh, I got joy one of these. Days. I don't know when you need to tell yourself this.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sometimes you have to encourage your own self.
Come on now, Pastor.
Because if you go tell somebody else, they'll make you already feeling bad. They'll make you feel better than them.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. You ain't got no friends. I tell you, Gina, that little white boy, that ain't your friend, boy.
Yeah.
You got associates. Because like they say, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins shall back. That's the only friend I got.
That's right.
Because it's too much, like they say, too much, like Lionel said last night, it's too much faking and shaking. People are shaking your hand and give you something to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't need you to give me something you're going to talk about. Keep it for yourself.
Say it.
I'll be on skid row bump. That's all right.
Hey.
My mama tell you in a minute, look, if you got to talk about it, you keep it yourself.
Right.
And then my mama, now y'all know a lot of people don't like that. My mama say, you give up dry car. She said, I don't want that. I can't eat that. You better not give mama a dry car. You better. Just put that back on. Put something in.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all looking at me crazy. I'm telling you, put them home for you back. Y'all know that I ain't lying. Y'all should be looking at me like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Put something in. There's no more doubt. Give, and it shall be given to you. Press down.
Shut it again. Yes, sir.
Y'all know that verse. Y'all don't even keep that.
Right over.
Huh? I'm always giving somebody something. I got a lot of papers back there now. I told you, I said, whoever needs some help with the Christmas thing, just let me know. And you know God put me in a position. And all you got to do is fill out the paperwork. And I'm going to take it back down to them good old white folks, and they're going to call you on second Sunday, second Saturday, December. You go to Walmart, get your child something. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
A blessing.
Yes, so is,
man.
My Lord.
That is a blessing.
Excuse me, I said, pick up that pen, boy. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, because that's a pen more than your hand.
You know, right?
Some people don't want no pennies.
I'll take a penny.
Some people don't even want no flapjacks. You want pancakes with the square thing. Yeah. We didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
All we knew about was them flapjacks. You know?
Yeah,
then I had to go out and kill Patrick with them white folks, sick them dogs on. And Ronnie was fat. They called me, him fat meatball, and they called me spaghetti because I was 1 o'clock. I ain't had no ass on.
Patrick.
Just tell me like it is, man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, pal.
I tell Ron, I said, Ron, you stay here and let me go to kill Pat, because both of us are going to get beat up.
I said, because you fat and I'm trying to come back and try to help you. I can't help you because I'm too skinny. You stay right there and act like you went and let me go to Kilpatrick. I always was up to something. Yeah. What I'm trying to say, God fixed it to bring it back home so we could eat some, have some flat back with some, we had no maple syrup. What all the turkey got right now? Great value syrups and all that. Good water. You see all that dying, all that kind of stuff. Man, they ain't have none of that. That unhumanity syrup, that was all we had.
We have no maple syrup and all of those unhumanity syrups, straightening comb.
He fixed, I'm talking about fixing it now. My sister folk that be going people out all back here now, and she thought she was fine as all I know. And we ain't had no cocoa butter. Wasn't no sister, they got all kind of lotion now. Look, soft lip lotion. And I said, ooh, look at all them lotions. High, two for them. Where y'all women at? Y'all know it. Y'all would be up in there for Christmas down there. Have that pleasure. Get it.
Tell it, pal.
Man, you know nothing about no lotion.
But that Lord on.
That Lord. And I was black, too. White lips. Holes in my shoes. I said, Mom, what you want me to do next, Mom? You want me to go to the store and get some cola? He fixed it. I'm talking about fixing it now. I'm bringing it down to the natural sense, man. We ain't all the way up there, all that talking, all them old big words that you don't know and I don't know. Some of them don't even know how to spell
it.
Yeah, I went to school, divinity and all that, but I ain't going to talk all over your head. I ain't no more than you. I'm from the country. You from the country too, ain't it? We ain't sweet water and bread. Eugene don't know nothing about that. I'm picking on him. No, he don't know nothing about that. I tell my wife, I said, these black boys blessed, don't you? And them children back there blessed. Look at them back there. They back there. Look at them. Look at them. Yeah, y'all blessed. Come on, ride to school. What ride to school? You better get on out of here.
Walk.
Man, you walk in the rain. When you get there, you're soaking wet. And then when you get in the building on South of the something, you can be raining all over the building and all of those stuff. You fall down. Every day we say, who the fell out today? Fidel fell out of who? He fixed it. Y'all, he fixed it for us that we can go in the Peabody and now we call it the Paris, the Almond Path. You don't know how they got to get the Almond Path. Them people had to walk in affirmative action and all these other things to let that school be like it was. What I'm trying to say, you got to go through some things in order for the Lord to see that you mean business, and he will fix that. That's what I'm trying to say, if you don't get what I'm trying to say, because I'm very educated. But what I'm trying to say is, God works in mysterious
ways.
Look what happened. Let me go back to the text for a minute. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Let's not hold you. Look what it says. And now look what the angels say. After they put them in prison, now the doors is shut down. They got 16 soldiers with guards standing outside the door. Look, it's in your Bible. Look in the Bible, don't look at me. I ain't the Bible. Well, I read it then. I did. It said, they, when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning. Let me grab the arm. I'm going to go back to 19. But the angel of the Lord by night in the prison. Now, don't let me get stopped for a minute. They ain't come get them out there because they sold dope now.
No.
They sold them 503 pills.
No.
Now y'all get what I'm saying? Or 504, whatever it is, 505, whatever it is. They wasn't doing that. Peter, James, and John was teaching and healing people that were sick and that needed a healing and that needed a blessing. That's what they were doing righteously, okay? And Jesus will stand with you in whatever situation you're in, if you're standing for what's right.
Yeah.
I'm standing behind here for what's right. Amen? I ain't standing here because I've done it wrong. I'm standing in God's shoes to tell you that the Lord stood behind them old boys because they were standing for what's right.
And
what they was taught.
Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus. That's what cleansed us. And the blood of Jesus will keep us through all hurt, harm, and danger. Can I get a witness this morning? Not only will it keep you, But it'll bring you to some places where you never thought you would be. You might be sick on your bed, but I can say to the Lord, Lord, you say that the stripes I am healed. In Isaiah 55:3, with your stripes, I'm healed from this. I ain't fighting what the doctor said because I heard the choir saying, shake their head when the doctor left and shake their head. But the Lord will still be with you even when the doctor said, I don't know. He'll be with you. I know he will. Oh, doctor gave me some pills. I said, man, if I take all them pills, I'll be crazy with all I do. I ain't taking that pill. He might have this. I ain't got nothing. The devil got it.
Amen.
You got to talk back to God. Say, Lord, you say in your word that you will be a shield to me. You said that you'll be a rock in a weary land. You said that you're the bridge over trouble.
Yes, sir.
You said that.
Right.
Hello.
Tell it,
God is good, ain't
he?
Let's overload your wagon. Look what happened now. Oh, Lord. It's the came to pass, James Carter. That they done put them in the midst. That's why I gave y'all the verses. Mark 13:11 and Luke 12:11. I ain't forgot. Holy Spirit don't miss nothing. Look, but now, watch, let me drop down because I can't do all this. I'll be out here all day. Look, it says, now look what happened. Look what they say. They say, but when the officers in 22 came and found them not in the prison, they went and told them, saying truly that we found that the doors were shut. Mm-hmm. And we know that didn't nobody get out that way. But I'm trying to help somebody this morning to let them know that God will work in some mysterious and some powerful way that you can't even imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all not hearing me. I'm gonna read it again for Stevenson. He said, truly, the prison we shut was safety in 23. Wow. And the keepers standing without.
Yes.
But the doors, but when we opened, we didn't find nobody.
Look at God.
Oh, Lord, how did he get out of here like that?
Yeah.
How he spit and make a blind man see. How he took some spittle and say, go wash.
Yeah.
How he did that main thing that was withered up in the third chapter of the book of Mark and made it go back out. Doctors today, it'll take them forever to do that. You got to take morphine, doppine, hopine, everything else. You still won't be healed. But I know a man named Jesus. He's a doctor in a sick room. How do I know? Because I've been sick before. I can remember when I was sick a few years ago. And God moved my wife and child out the way. And I said, Lord, I need to talk to you by myself.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I'm so sick that, you know, I ain't never been this sick. I'll be sick hardly anyway, but I'm sick. Because I was preaching on them demons the other day.
Yeah.
And them demons had been attacked my body down here. But I had a talk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord led me back to the scripture. And say, if I'm for you, who can be? Y'all not hearing me. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. You need to talk to yourself and say, Lord, I need you to fix it for me.
That the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
Worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. And Wednesdays at 5 p.m. by Bible study.
And New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, 2nd and 4th Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Than in heaven, lift up my eyes.
Cast over KAYT.